Welcome to the OU's Nachiyomi. I am Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be learning Mizmor Kuf Chaf Vav, Psalm 126. Shir HaMa'alos, another of the Song of Ascents, but this is no doubt the most famous one in the series, and is probably one of the best-known psalms in the entire book, as this is the Shir HaMa'alos that we say before we bench on Shabbos and on Yontif. So Shir HaMa'alos, B'shuv Hashem Eshivas Sion, when God brought back those that returned to Zion from the Babylonian exile back to Eretz Yisrael. The Radak says, B'shuv Hashem, Inyan Hanacha, it means grant them rest, Kamo Shuva Revavos, as it says, please come to rest Hashem among the masses of Israel, which is a pasuk in Bahaloscha. This is what Moshe would say when the Aron came to rest during the journeys in the desert, in the wilderness. The pasuk before this pasuk of Shuva Hashem is Vayehi Ben Soah Ha'aron, which is what we say when we take the Torahs out to be read. So the Radak says, B'shuv Hashem means God will grant rest. To whom? Es Shivat Sion, Inyan Tshuva, speaking of Tshuva, repentance. She Yashuvu B'nei Tzion Lashem, that the Jews of Zion will turn back to God. So, Shuv Hashem Es Shivat Sion, Hayinu Kechomim, we were like dreamers. Unlike Rashi, who says that this psalm refers to the people who returned from the Babylonian exile and built the Second Temple, the Radak and the Ibn Ezra seem to feel that it refers to the future redemption from the current exile. In either case, we were, or we will be like dreamers, because whoever saw such wonderful things occur except in a dream? The Targum understands Cholmim as referring to healing from an illness, as it is in the 38th chapter of Yeshaya. It says, V'tachali meni, you will make me well. If so, then we weren't like dreamers, we were like sick people who recovered. Az yemale schok pinu, then our mouth was filled, or will be filled with laughter. Why our mouth in the singular? The Ibn Ezra says, Lashon yachid, mouth is in the singular. Kamo nafshenu ketzipor nimlata, like our soul is like a bird that escaped in the previous psalm. So their soul was in the singular, and here mouth is in the singular. But why? This just shows us that it's not uncommon. V'hatam ki ko echad az yarmu ela la'ela. The reason is that each one will say to one another, O mevastrim bagoyim, or they'll tell it in the nations, Higdil Hashem lasos im ele sheheshiv shivat Zion, that Hashem has done a great thing for these people by returning the exiles to Yerushalayim. So our mouth will be filled with laughter, ushonenu rina, and our tongue with song. The word yemale would normally be the future tense. Our mouth will be filled, although the form can also be in the past tense, like az yashir Moshe, which is Moshe sang, according to the simplest meaning of the text, rather than Moshe will sing, although to some degree, of course, both may be true. The Sforno points out, our mouth will be filled with laughter, emphasis on filled. If it's full, then there isn't room for anything else. We will have joy exclusively. However, only then, when God redeems us from exile, will we have exclusive joy. Now that we're still in exile, we only have joy tinged with sadness in remembrance of the Churban, the destruction of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. And this is why we break a glass at a wedding, to remind us that as happy as we are, we're still not completely happy so long as the Mikdash is in its current state of destruction. Az yamru vagoyim, at that time, when all these things happen, the nations of the world will say, Higdil Hashem la'asos im ele, God has done great things with these people. And the Jews will respond, Higdil Hashem la'asos imanu, yes, God has done great things with us. So it will be recognized both by the nations of the world and by us. So God has done great things with us, hayinu semechim, that's why we were so happy. The Metsudas David understands it a little bit differently. So, Hayinu Semechim, not that's why we're happy now, because he did great things. He says, Ba'avur bitachon ha-Yeshua ha-hi, because of our faith in God's redemption, Hayinu Semechim me'az od Hayinu begole. We were happy even while we were still in exile. So strong was our faith in God. We knew it was coming. We were happy even then. And David continues, Shuva Hashem Eshivisenu. Please, God, return the captives from exile. And some Mefarshim understand the word Shuva here to mean give them rest, presumably from all their troubles, like the Radak said on Pasuk Aleph, Inyan Hanacha, coming to rest. And the Radak says it again on this Pasuk, that Shuva means rest, although he doesn't give the example from Bahaloscha. And I should mention that this Pasuk is a Creek Siv. It's written Shivusenu, but it's read Shivisenu. Okay, so David says, please God, return the captives from exile, Ka'afikim Banegev, like the streams in dry land. And Rashi explains that streams rejuvenate the dry land, so that's how the Jews will be rejuvenated. And if so, in this metaphor, the Jewish people are the land, not the stream. Hazorim bedima, berina yiktsuru. Those people who sow, who plant in tears, will harvest, they will reap in joy. Rashi says, Kach Yisrael zorim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzedakah bedima begalus. Just as the Jewish people planted tzedakah, meaning righteousness, before God with tears in exile, uberina yitzruha kishetishalim mischursam lasid. In joy, they will gather it in when God pays them their reward in the future. The last pasuk, pasuk vav, haloch yelech uvacho. Even though he goes crying on his way, who? Nosei meshech hazara, the one who carries the container full of seeds for planting. This is continuing our metaphor of sowing in tears but reaping in joy. So the person who's carrying the container of seeds to be planted might be crying as he scatters them. However, bo yavo berina nosei alumasav, he will come home in joy carrying his sheaves. This psalm is the basis of a very famous story which is found in the Gemara in Maseches Tanis on Daf Chof Gimel, Amud Aleph. The story is the story of Honi HaMa'agel, which means the circle drawer, the one who would draw a circle. Honi was a very pious person, and first it tells us an incident in which he drew a circle on the ground and refused to come out until God sent appropriate rain, not crashing rain, where he needed appropriate rain for Klal Yisrael. So that's how he got his name, HaMa'agel, the circle drawer. So the Gemara continues by talking about another famous story associated with him. Clearly, Choni understood this Mizmor as Rashi does, that it referred to the Babylonian exile, because he wondered how a person could be like a dreamer for 70 years, because it's just not possible to sleep that long. In response, God caused Choni to fall asleep for 70 years, and when he awoke, nobody believed that he was Choni. He found this to be incredibly distressing, and the Gemara ends the story with a maxim along the lines that a person just can't live without friends. So Choni, historically, lived in the 1st century, and Washington Irving lived in the 19th century. So the story of Choni predates Rip Van Winkle by about 1,800 years. So once again, we did it first. And that is Psalm Kuf Chaf Vav, the Shir HaMalos that we say when we bench on Shabbos and Yontiv. And again, I hope that learning these and breaking them down piece by piece just helps us all better understand the meaning of the words so that we can have greater kavana, greater understanding of them and concentration when we actually say them as prayers. I thank you, and I will see you tomorrow when we learn Mizmor Kuf Chaf Zayin.